The Moreland Commission to Investigate Public Corruption, created by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this year, sent a letter in late August requesting information from state lawmakers who earned more than $20,000 in income aside from their part-time legislative salaries. The commission co-chairs, in a statement, said that after leaders of the legislature for both the Assembly and Senate refused to cooperate, the commission voted October 15th to aggressively move forward in compelling production of information into specific matters that the commission is investigating. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, who represents much of Dutchess County and parts of Putnam, commends the commission's investigation.
And let's not forget that as an elected official, we are being paid by the taxpayer to serve them. And that has to be our top priority. So I think both the taxpayers and the Moreland Commission and the voters have a right to know what elected officials are doing on their dime. And I commend the Moreland Commission for aggressively issuing these subpoenas. And I have certainly volunteered to cooperate in any way, shape, or form. And it's my hope that my colleagues will also cooperate so that we can get back to doing business in a legitimate, transparent way in New York State.
The Moreland Commission statement also says the commission will continue its mandate of investigating corruption, issuing subpoenas, and holding public hearings before releasing its first report December 1st. Several lawmakers also work as attorneys. Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler does not. He represents parts of Dutchess County and says while he agrees with the Moreland Commission's goal of rooting out corruption, he also sees the need to protect attorney-private-client confidentiality. Lawler, therefore, proposes a different way to go about investigating outside income, a proposal he has sent to the commission.
Why don't we look at those lawyers who are lawmakers and see where they have government agreements, where they represent or their law firm represents a government entity, whether it's an agency of county government or, in many cases, town attorneys are represented by the law firms of lawmakers. And that's all public information. You don't need a subpoena. You don't need to go through the court battle of whether the Moreland Commission has a right to subpoena a lawmaker's private client's information.
He says he would like to see the commission put the brakes on the subpoena process. Lawler says he has disclosed his outside income and clients to the commission, foregoing legal representation from the Assembly Democrats' outside attorney. Senator Gibson, who also is not an attorney, says while he understands concerns about attorney-client privileges, the investigation should continue.
The bottom line is, there's really no place else to look. All of the elected officials that have been indicted or sent to jail in recent history have done so because they have engaged in pay-to-play schemes with legal clients. So the Moreland Commission is doing absolutely the right thing. There really is no other place to look. We have to know what kind of relationships our elected officials have with those that they work with and are paid to work for.
State Senator David Carlucci, an independent Democrat whose district includes a large part of Rockland County and a piece of Westchester, says the end result should be reform.
You know, at the end of the day, what we need are results. And I'm glad that the Moreland Commission is working, is functioning, is moving forward. And I hope that what is done with these with the information that's given is that we actually pass meaningful legislation. It's good to see that they're going after housekeeping accounts. That's an outdated practice that needs to be brought into the 21st century. There are so many loopholes that we can close, and I'm hopeful that the Moreland Commission will shine a bright light on that so the public will be behind meaningful reform in Albany.
Democratic Assemblyman James Skoufis represents parts of Orange County and a slice of Rockland. Asked whether he supports the commission's issuing subpoenas to lawmakers for information on outside income, Skoufis replies,
"You know, I if it helps them get the information they need for the end solution of rooting out some of the corruption, then yes."
Meanwhile, a Siena College poll shows that the Moreland Commission and its work are largely unknown to voters, yet 72% of voters want the commission to continue investigations. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.